a very good afternoon. It is Niall Boylan with you on this wet Wednesday afternoon. Summer my arse. I have to say, I feel sorry for, by the way, the kids in school this year because it's been a really bad summer, I suppose, weather-wise. It hasn't been very warm. It's rained quite a lot. It's been cloudy. Unless they get a chance with Mam and Dad to go away to Spain or somewhere nice, I don't think they would have experienced a really good time. Anyway, we do want to talk about schools today. I want to talk about school uniforms. And, you know, we're getting a lot of complaints from parents about the cost of sending a child back to school, the books, everything involved in it. But the school uniform is one thing that comes up over and over again every single year. And there is obviously a practice in this country whereby your school will dedicate a local shop, or many of the schools in the area will dedicate a local shop, whereas that's the place where you buy the uniform. And I'm hearing stories of like 80 quid for a jumper just because it has the crest on it. Now, there was a suggestion many years ago that schools should sell the crests where the parents can buy the jumpers or the school uniforms in Lidl or Aldi. They sell them, don't they? And Dunn's and places like that and sew on their own crest. But that never really happened because there's like this little cartel going on between the schools and some of these stores or these shops that sell these uniforms, overpriced, clearly uniforms. Now, school uniforms, by the way, just to give a little bit of a background on it, it's a kind of practice that they believe started around the 16th century in the United Kingdom. So we can blame the British on this one. It is believed that the Christ's Hospital School in England in 1552 was the very first school to have a school uniform as such, as we know it today. And students were given a uniform that was notably consisted of a long blue coat, yellow knee socks. An almost identical uniform is still worn by the students attending the school today. It hasn't changed. Now, one of the criticisms of the uniform is that it imposes standards of masculinity and femininity from a young age. Uniforms are considered a form of discipline that schools use to control student behaviour and often promote conventional gender dress. Now, as the years have gone on, of course, many schools have removed the gender conformity aspect from the uniform, and girls can wear pants if they want to, they're not stopping them. And in some schools, boys wear skirts for whatever reason. Anyway, the uniform has gone under serious threat because of the cost factor. Generally, you would be lucky to get away with a uniform fitting a child for more than 1 year because they grow fairly quickly, don't they, at that time in their lives. And every child needs two uniforms to allow for laundry and cleaning. Also, on top of that, there's the added cost of a PE uniform, which is another 150 quid or whatever it is, with a crest on it. So many parents are now calling for the uniform to be scrapped completely for many reasons, the cost being the main one. But the argument against that is, you know, that although you might have individualism and it gives, you know, children an opportunity to be individual, you know, it means that there's a classism aspect to it. So you get rid of the school uniform and all of a sudden some kids are well-dressed and some kids are not so well-dressed, depending on the wealth of their parents. So there becomes a classism within the school. So I want to know if you believe it should be scrapped. Is it? Now, there are schools, by the way, that don't have uniforms. Educate Together don't have uniforms. I don't know how well it works. But I want to know, do you believe we should scrap the school uniform? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, 085 122 55. Let me first of all go to a school teacher, a primary school teacher. And Christopher O'Flynn joins me. Christopher, or Moontour Chris, as you're better known. Good afternoon to you.
How's things, Neil? Thanks for having me on.
Christopher, the idea of the school uniform, the whole principle of the school uniform, I suppose, is to keep this kind of uniformity throughout the school and no classism. But more and more every year I'm hearing for calls for it to be scrapped, mainly because of the cost, I think. The cost factor seems to be outrageous, to be honest with you, in some schools. But is it time to get rid of it?
So first of all, anyway, I'd just like to start with the kind of story you told about where it originated in England. I actually didn't know that. It's quite interesting to hear.
Mm. They still wear the same uniform today, by the way. Exactly the same uniform. It hasn't changed.
You know, I mean, that's kind of impressive in a way. But look, I can also see where some people might be a little bit taken to a dislike to that as well. But, I mean, look, this isn't a very easy debate where there's a right and a wrong answer. Do you know what I mean? It's quite nuanced in, like, because lots of people are going to have different opinions. I mean, personally, I would have, let's say, when I started my teaching career, I'm going into my ninth year of teaching now, and, like, at the very beginning of my career, I would have said, do you know what? I don't think they're the greatest idea. I don't think they're needed. It's kind of outdated. Whereas now, I kind of appreciate the kind of traditional aspect of it a little bit more as I get older, because I see the kids who come in every day that are in their uniform. They're sitting here ready to learn. It does show that little ounce of discipline. It's not like, I know you said there, you used the word controlling students, but like, I wouldn't see it as that. I say it's more of a teaching a child discipline as that. okay, you're getting up, you're getting ready to go to somewhere where you need to dress appropriately for. Mm-hmm. And it's the same, let's say, in primary school, secondary school. And then if you go into a place of work, I mean, majority of places have some sort of a dress code or a uniform to where they work. I don't think it's as bad of an idea as, let's say, it's led on by some people. Now, look, I completely get it. There's also arguments aside from that. And like the main thing, as you're bringing up, is the cost. I do completely agree with you that this whole funneling it into the one place and trying to have kind of like the overall control of selling it with the crest and stuff like that, that stuff I'm not in agreement with whatsoever. In our school now, it's quite straightforward. You have a blue jumper that, as long as it is a blue jumper, your grey pants, black shoes, you can have a white or a grey shirt and your blue tie. And I mean, that's like, I was actually only passing in Tesco's yesterday myself and I saw that a shirt and a pants was, I think it was only €8 for both of them. Like, that's, no, look, I know money is tight for a lot of people and stuff and I can't.
Well, €8 is reasonable. But that kind of stuff is reasonable. But I have a text in this morning from a woman that said she bought her jumper yesterday for her daughter and it was £70. I know from my own kids when they were in school, now they're all well past that now, but when they were in school, for example, we lived in Swords and there was only one place that sold the uniform because the school had a deal with this place, as did a couple of other schools in the area, a deal with this particular supplier. So you had to go to this supplier in Swords at the time. And it was just outrageously overpriced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that isn't fair. And I stand with absolutely every parent.
I assume, by the way, with those kind of suppliers, the school is getting a bit of a kickback from it. And that goes into funding in the school and all sorts of things. I don't know. I'm only assuming because it could be that expensive.
I'll put it to you from the perspective of a teacher in the school. I know of absolutely no situation where there is an agreement in place with that. Mm. From what I can gather, it's more of a, this is what happened years ago, and it's just been a tradition that's kind of kept happening.
Right, okay.
So, like, I kind of liken it to, let's say, my grandfather before he passed away, God love him, a few years ago. He was just adamant that he would only ever go to the same insurance company because they always looked after him. But,
right. Overcharging
him for years, do you know what I mean? So I think it's more of a schools are loyal as opposed to they're actually getting something out of it, if you get me.
What about the other idea that, you know, one of the criticisms of the uniforms throughout the years has been this kind of imposing a standard of masculinity and femininity, i.e. girls wear skirts, boys wear, you know, pants. I mean, in many schools now, although some schools still have that tradition, in many schools they've kind of got rid of that rule now and girls can wear pants if they want to, if boys want to wear skirts, far away. But I mean, they've kind of got rid of that now. Is that important as well, that they've get rid of that kind of gender standard?
Well, to be honest with you, I was one of the teachers in my own school that I helped. There was girls in my class that didn't want to wear a skirt and tights every day as part of their uniform outside of, let's say, the tracksuit there. And I said to them, I said, do you know what you do? Go on to the student council, write up your debates and say why you think it's not fair. And in fairness to them, they actually worked at it. They presented it to principal and they presented it with the student council and they got that changed. And then girls can wear pants if they want. Now, the two girls in question actually still continued to wear
skirts.
The skirts and tights and whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just that they wanted the option to be able to do that.
Yeah, so it's a point of principle apart from anything else. Yes, a point of principle.
But see, I think like where you have to kind of be a little bit careful with that is, Let's say you got rid of uniforms in the morning and then let's say it just became people could wear whatever they want. And I get the whole individualism and expressing yourself how you want. But would that nearly more push the kind of, let's say, gender stereotypes of how you should dress into schools then? And then does that create like a completely different animal where, okay, now there's a, like you said, a classism thing, or is there a competition aspect of, oh my God, I can't wear the same thing twice. I can't wear the same thing twice a week.
And see, what I always thought was good about the uniforms, Christopher, because when you look at a load of kids standing in the schoolyard in school uniforms, you have no idea how wealthy their parents are. You have no idea how wealthy their family is. You have no idea of their background. You just see a kid in a uniform. Where as soon as you get rid of those uniforms, you're going to have some kids, you know, wearing Adidas and Nike runners, you know, Gucci tops, all sorts of things. Another kid wearing clothes out of pennies. So the problem then is you're into a bullying situation. And I remember even when I was a kid, you know, like if you wore Dunn's runners, you know, you were
considered a
peasant. Yeah. So, I mean, we don't want that. That's the one place that sort of stuff shouldn't happen. Whatever about outside school, you can't control that. But the one place it shouldn't happen is in school. And that's why I believe that uniformity is really important.
And it definitely offers... It removes a very obvious situation. Now, I know everybody likes to think the best of things that wouldn't happen or be a minority thing, but Like, I teach in a Deshband 1 school, so it's kind of one of the highest levels of disadvantage. And trust me, we do non-uniform days throughout the year. We might do an Irish day where everybody wears green, or could do a red day to support Cork, something along those lines. You see the same kids who come in with the same clothes each non-uniform day. Or if, let's say, if there's a camp on and they come in there, they might wear the same clothes maybe three or four times that week. And by the end of the week, they're filthy dirty. Now, there could be a variety of reasons as to why they're wearing the same clothes. It could be that the washing machine's not working at home. It could be that mom and dad are working, or that there's nobody home to wash the clothes for them. There's loads of different reasons. But with the uniform, it's a fairly straightforward approach that it just doesn't seep into that. Like, it's a completely different issue that will come on without uniforms. And I think the uniforms take that away. And, like, you never hear people talking about somebody's uniform inside in school. Unless, of course, obviously, like, there was holes in it and all that kind of stuff. But, like, if that was the case, the teachers would step in, and we would obviously make sure. Like, in my own school now, we've got a teacher who's called a homeschool community liaison officer, and I could just obviously send him a message, and I say, look, we need a jumper up here in sixth class.
Yeah.
Could you get one sorted? And by the next day, we'd have one. Do you know what I mean?
So, I mean, I saw a piece this morning there in the Telegraph that in Northern Ireland, they have this new school scheme called pre-loved uniforms. So, in other words, second-hand uniforms. But there are a lot of people, just their pride doesn't let them take anything secondhand. Now, you know, of course, when we were kids, hand-me-downs, you were lucky enough to have an older brother in the year ahead of you. Well, then you got everything for free.
Every single thing came from my brother, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to, well, unfortunately, I only had a sister who was older than me, so that didn't work out as well. I did get school books. School books were about it. But, I mean, that's all part of the cost too. Of course, the school books are getting ridiculous, or in a lot of schools now you have to have an iPad or a tablet or whatever it is. And again, I couldn't believe, by the way, the cost of the software, of the books for the iPad, is just as outrageous as the cost of the books. You'd imagine it would be a lot cheaper, but it's actually not. It's a little bit cheaper, but not very much. So, I mean, all of these costs, sending a kid back to secondary school now, on average, can cost you over €1,000. You know, and if you don't have a back-to-school allowance or grant, as some people may, you know, if they're on welfare or wherever it is, like, it's tough for parents if you've got two or three kids.
Yeah. Now, I can't obviously speak for a secondary school situation, not being a secondary school teacher, and I only know from my own experience being in secondary school myself, but, like, it's an extraordinary cost to go to secondary school. I'm not sure how parents do it, and, like, I see some of the parents in my own school, like, and I just wonder, like I know a lot of people give out about the free school book scheme, but, like, for a lot of families, while it might be not needed because they can actually afford it, but for some families, it is probably a lifeline. Like, I remember there was a story of one family that I know of that they were actually finally able to put away something for Christmas for their kids rather than spending it on the books. You know, so there is a lot of good aspects to that as
well. I mean, and some of the schools have the book rental scheme. My kids in school, they had the book rental scheme. They were one of the first schools to actually do it at the school. And it was like £180 per child. And that covered them for all their books, which I thought was great. You know what I mean? And you just give them back at the end of the year. So, I mean, normally the books were like 500 and something or £600 or something like that. So you saved yourself £400 or £500, you know what I mean? Because, look, generally speaking, you might not be passing them on to anybody else. But look, it's been nice talking to Chris. I think the uniforms will probably outlive us, to be honest with you. But the debate will happen every single year anyway.
Definitely.
Either way. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Christopher O'Flynn.
Thanks a million. Take it easy.
He's a primary school teacher. Listen, thank you. All right, let me go, if I can, to Jana. Jana, hi. How are you doing? Jana London, who's from the Natural Women's Council. And originally from the United States, Jana grew up with no uniforms. Not naked, obviously. Jana, hi. How are you?
I'm great, Niall. How are you?
Good. Jana, you know, this argument or debate happens every single year, and it's mainly because of the cost. Because the cost is ridiculous, generally speaking. So is it time to scrap the uniform?
I don't think that the school uniform should be scrapped. And I have a couple of different reasons on this. And I've seen both. I have insight on both from growing up without a uniform in primary and secondary school, but also having children here in primary school who for a few years have had uniforms. The first reason is that the uniform keeps every child on an even playing field, regardless of their socioeconomic status. They don't have to keep up with the next child as far as the latest designer wear and the brand name. So there's no pressure on the children here in Ireland to keep up if they all are in the same uniform. And our school has a rule that with uniforms, you can't even wear, you know, branded like Adidas or, you know, the brand name uniforms. You have to have it's a generic, no label on it, which is great. And the other reason is, it does work out more cost effective for uniforms, at least from our perspective in my school. I brought in an initiative to work with whereby we have a pre-loved uniform sale for uniforms still in good condition. You can buy the track tops for, say, €8 instead of €28. But, you know, all in all, I probably only spend about less than €100 on each child for uniforms for the year. You know, they get their M&S or Dunn's store white polo top, which isn't crested. They're Dunn's or M&S tracky bottoms, and then the school jumper, which is 28 new or 8 used. But I like the fact that my kids in the morning don't have to scramble around fighting about what to wear. They go to school, whether rich or poor, looking like everyone else with their uniforms. And it's less stress financially on the parents to keep up with the pressures. And as a child, you know, my parents were very working class parents. I went out and worked a summer job and scraped together a few hundred euros to buy those, you know, cool 1980s acid wash jeans or whatever the style was. And at one year, we didn't have enough money to buy all the new designer. So I worked extra hard. I raked blueberries in the fields. I waited tables. I made pizzas. And I borrowed $100 from my grandfather and paid him back to come up with extra to keep up with this designer school wear with the pressures. And I still sometimes was bullied because other kids had the brand names, the Calvin Kleins, the DKNY, and I was just wearing the Sears Roebuck or whatever, the JC.
The local Publix t-shirt, yeah. But in saying that, you know, I know a lot of, you know, the new schools, the Educate Together schools, for example, who consider themselves to be progressive. They don't have uniforms, and they believe having no uniforms is a progressive idea. Okay, I understand the classism element, and I mentioned that a few minutes ago, but it does allow students then to be individual and to have individualism. And it takes away the gender stereotype as well, because girls don't have to, because a lot of schools still demand that girls wear a skirt and boys wear pants. You know, yeah. So it takes away that kind of, I suppose, that gender conformity of masculinity and femininity. Which, by the way, yeah. I have no issue with masculinity and femininity, but some people seem to have an issue with it. But in saying that, you know, so is it progressive? Because they're claiming it's progressive to get rid of it.
Well, seeing what progressive means in schools at the moment, which is in the school books we've seen teaching girls and boys, they can be a boy, girl, neither, or both. We can only imagine what a progressive Educate Together dress code would be. You'd have little boys coming in glittery tutus and frocks. So I think that would have crossed the line even more. So in addition to the concern about the cost of the uniform, getting bullied for not having designer wear, that progressive thing that we're seeing now, you can only imagine what children would be coming to school wearing. And it would be, I think, even worse than the progressive textbooks are promoting. So.
Okay, well, stay there, Janet. Stay with me for a second. Let me go to Stephen as well. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Hello there, how are you?
Good. Stephen, the school uniform, I mentioned the history, but it comes to you. We can blame the British for this, by the way. The 16th century in Britain, that's where the first uniform
was.
That makes
perfect sense.
It does, doesn't it, really, this kind of imperialism. Yeah. Anyway, so, but mind you, it's not such a bad idea to have everybody, you know, uniform. And initially, the school uniform was meant to represent the elite, if you go back to the 16th century, but that's not what it does now. So it's not a bad idea, but the cost factor is huge, and some people believe it's not progressive. So is it progressive? Is it something we should just leave? Because sometimes tradition is not such a bad thing, Stephen.
No, you're not wrong. And I actually think on the grand scheme of things, a uniform is a better option, and absolutely have as many non-uniform days and fancy dress days or whatever else you want to be doing. But I do think a uniform is a better way to go because as the teacher at the start pointed out, every job, every sports team, every other walk of life, you're guaranteed to have something that requires you to wear a uniform. Scrubs in a hospital, white coats in a lab, jerseys, branded jerseys and things like that when you're on a football pitch or a gap pitch and things like that. And I think certainly speaking to any of the students that I ever speak to, they kind of would prefer uniforms over regular clothes. So I think generally speaking, it's a good idea. Obviously, like you raised the point, and like, I kind of thought the same thing that, you know, maybe my local school has a deal and gets a percentage of the sales from.
Well, it does seem very expensive.
Selling
yeah.
Their uniform.
Yeah.
But I was kind of going, that is probably, hopefully, not actually happening. And what's more likely is that the school has been using the same company for 20, 30, 50 years. And that's because the company has the ability to produce at scale and get cheaper outfits out of it because they're producing at scale. You know, anytime we've had to order uniforms and work, we only go to one company. We don't even bother getting quotes from another company. And it's just the way it is.
Okay, there's no. So you're saying you don't think there's a kickback for the school or for the company or whatever it is?
I would hope not. I would certainly hope not. And if there was, I would certainly hope that whatchamacallit, the money is going back into tuition for schools.
Yeah, for funding.
Because schools can barely afford to have fucking caretakers, never mind anything else, you know. So there's more massive problems going on than you know, the cost of the uniform.
At what point, Stephen, you know, in the school kind of year or the school term, should children be allowed to have a level of individualism, right? For example, I know some schools, when you get to fifth year, you're allowed to dye your hair, you know, or girls are allowed to wear makeup, for example, whereas they're not allowed in, say, first year. Do you believe that young girls, kind of 14 years of age, for example, because boys tend not to wear makeup, do you believe they should be able to wear makeup? Should boys or girls be able to get their hair dyed, you know, wear earrings, jewellery? Do you believe that sort of stuff should be allowed? Because it's currently not allowed in most schools.
I think it probably is something that, like that, fourth, fifth, sixth year, you know, they can start to make minor alterations like that. I do know a lot of schools that, you know, that students that I know would dye their hair or do anything else like that during the summer holidays, but then have to dye back when they're going into school in September.
Yeah.
But a lot of schools seem to be a little bit more, God forbid we use the word progressive. whatchamacallit.
Jana loves that word.
Kind of say, you know, let's go for it. Yes, and, you know, we have very different descriptions of what progressive is, and that's possibly a topic for another conversation, but yeah. I can get into it if you want.
Okay, well, both of you actually just stay there, Stephen and Jana, because I want to go to Leslie Ann, and I have to come to Karen as well. Leslie Ann, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Leslie Ann. It's been
you
a pleasure.
Too.
Been a long time.
I know, only last week, too.
So, Leslie Ann, is it time to get rid of the uniform?
Now, we had this conversation a couple of weeks back. I had said, look, I prefer the uniforms because we, all the kids in Airgaff on a non-uniform day, there's absolutely killings trying to look for an outfit. So imagine having that every single day. I wouldn't want that, as well as, like the other chap said before, like one fella's going to come in a Gucci jacket or this, that and the other, and then you'll see the divide in who has the few bob and who hasn't. Mm. I prefer to keep the uniforms as expensive as they are. And yesterday really opened up my eyes when I was getting all the stuff in for the kids. Like, I was absolutely appalled. Now, don't get me wrong, I have money kept aside for back to school, but it's gone up substantially this year, I think, even for like the likes of the generic polo shorts. And I was like, hang on a minute, they were like €8 last year and now they've gone to £13.
Right.
Even small little bits like that. But yesterday, when I went into the likes of, you know, the sports shops, and they have a big back-to-school rail with all the black backpacks and this, that and the other, there was a backpack there, and I put it up my Facebook page because I was appalled, Niall. There was a backpack there for 77
Oh, I saw that. I don't know how I saw that, but I actually did see that because somebody else must have robbed your picture and put it up online. 77 yes. quid. Yeah, this is Sports Direct, wasn't it, or something?
No, this is in JD Sports.
Oh, JD Sports. Sorry, JD Sports.
So
a school bag.
It's the brand that all the kids are wearing that my young fella wanted. And to be quite honest with you, that the brand is absolutely crap, overpriced. It's like tissue paper.
Well, anybody who's paying €77 for what looked like a reasonably cheap backpack, I have to be honest with you. Anybody who's paying that, any parent needs their head examined. You know,
they do need their head examined. And I remember putting it up on my page, and all my friends were commenting on it going, are you actually serious? Now, it's a brand that obviously all the umphalas are wearing, and, you know, it's highly overpriced. And then, of course, my umphala goes, I want one of them bags. And I go, it's not a hope and bleeding hell. Even if I had the money, I would rather bloody burn it than give it to them.
My mother used to fix my school bag every year. She'd sew it. The handle would fall off it, but she'd sew it back on again. She'd sort it out.
Yeah.
I mean, Jana, in relation, sorry, just going back to what I said to Stephen there as well. Say there, Leslie Ann. Jana, you know, this idea that primarily girls, because they tend to be more individual than boys anyway, you know, can wear makeup in secondary school or jewellery or whatever, I don't know, sparkly nails or dye their hair. Do you think that sort of stuff should be allowed?
Well, it's sort of yes and no on that. I think it's to a point, but then that point can be crossed. So, you know, is it okay to put on a little bit of natural lip gloss or clear nail polish? versus having like 2-inch nails painted in glitter and like eye makeup that makes them look like they're, you know, in
drag. Go to a nightclub.
Yeah, eyelashes that look like feather dusters. I mean, I would say it comes down to, I suppose, judgment on that. I don't have a clear answer on that, but, you know, I would hope that girls, I mean, I know they're going to be wearing makeup, but to go over the top with the, you know, looking like they're at a nightclub, I would say is not appropriate for school. They should not look like they're heading to a nightclub with lots of makeup, lots of jewelry, big fake nails and short skirts. No, not at all.
Yeah, see, the brand names Leslie Ann has raised that's a big problem as well, Stephen. You know, you've got kids, they want to be just like, you know, the best kid. So they want the, you know, the JD Sports or Sports Direct or whatever it is, the school bag that costs 77 quid. You know?
Oh, yeah, and the same with runners. Like, it's still a thing, but certainly when I was in school, you know, the comparison was always runners, because if you could get away with not wearing the black school shoes, you'd be wearing the runners, and the nicest pair of runners or the more expensive pair of runners or the it trend was the thing that you were judged by. And the same with school bags, you know, like, but my school bags have always been fucking Tesco or Penny's or whatever it is.
And, yeah.
You know,
as are mine.
So like, it has to fucking, as long as it doesn't break my back carrying all the fucking school books, you know, it was grand. But just considering I'm probably one of the few people that ever calls into the show that is, you know, somewhat in the school on a semi-regular basis, girls don't wear that sort of stuff to school. And even in non-uniform schools, they don't wear it. They don't look like they're going out for a night on the town at 13, 14, and 15.
I think most schools just don't allow it.
A lot of the reasons people, well, that's it. You know, but a lot of the reasons people would cite it or be concerned about it is because it would be considered a distraction to the other girls, but more so to the boys, and, you know, it would be unacceptable.
No, a school, you know, look, a school shouldn't be a fashion show, essentially. Stephen and Leslie Ann, just stay with me for a second. Let me go to Karen as well. Karen, hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, Niall, how are you?
Oh, Stepford wife, Karen.
Yes.
Okay.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has been a little while, Karen. Yeah. Leslie Ann, I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, but not you. No, you haven't been on in a while. Yeah, well, that's because you've a busy life, a husband and children to look after.
Yeah. I know, I have baking to do and
cook cakes, and make fairy cakes.
You know, look after the chickens and.
So, Karen, the school uniform, every day, you know, you're packing them off to school. You've got an army of them there. So, I mean. The school uniform, how much does it cost you every year for the uniform? What's it going to cost you this year?
I can't put a number on it, to be honest with you, because I don't really think about it too much. It has to be done, and I just do it. We're lucky in that we can buy the generic uniforms. Like, they're little tracksuit bottoms. I only have primary school, so I suppose, I know secondary schools are more expensive because it's a particular uniform. It's not just a maroon top and grey bottoms or whatever the case may be. Mm. I do think it would help a huge amount if it was generic uniforms across the board. So if secondary schools just needed like that, the skirt, the shirt and the cardigan or the jumper that goes with it, and you can go into Tesco and Dunnes and buy that.
Yeah.
Because I do know that the uniforms for secondary schools are colossal.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just go in and bulk buy a couple of pairs of tracksuit bottoms and a couple of pairs of skirts or whatever the case may be. I can see where the cost would be.
It is ridiculous.
There.
I mean, we've had chats with people about the ridiculous costs, like 70 quid for a jumper. So you heard Leslie Ann there with the school bag.
Yeah.
And they all wear the same way. So if you buy, it doesn't matter. I've bought them from Tesco, Dunnes, Penny's, Marks. I've bought uniforms from everywhere. They all wear and change.
Yeah, they all end up with a hole in the elbow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, holding the elbow around the cuff of the sleeve, the knees and the trousers, they're all the same. And that's from kids just running around being kids. And I do think if all schools allowed just generic uniforms and you picked from whatever the list was on that and you didn't have to buy the branded uniform from the local shop in the town, that would alleviate a huge expense for people, I think. The other thing that we do in our school is at the end of the year, we do a uniform swap. So there's no cost involved and parents can just come in, anything that's been donated, you can come and take jumpers, slacks, trousers, shirts, whatever is there. It has to be good quality, but you can take them free of charge.
Okay, but yeah, but Leslie Ann's kids wouldn't wear secondhand clothes.
No, I do. You know what?
Because, do you know what?
I wouldn't tell them. I'd cut the old child's name off and sew on a new one. That's what I do. And that's what I got with one of the lads' jumpers.
Yeah, no, I'd be the same. It's either that or go to school with nothing on you. I don't care.
But you know what? You know what's a big thing as well? I don't mean to cut across you, but just while it's in my head. My two lads are in secondary. I have the three small ones in the primary. My friend said to me this morning, we were having a bit of discussion. She has been charged €1,000 for transition year fees.
Wow.
Because she's twins.
Is that covering the cost to go to Italy or Spain or something?
No, I'm assuming it does, right?
Yeah, okay.
But again, when you've twins, there's two of them going to school. She's two separate.
I know, it's expensive. I know, I had a kid in transition year and I think they went to Italy.
Actually, that is nuts. Like, and then I got a letter about the mock fees and I'm like, are you serious? To pay for papers, like... You know, I think that should be subsidised. I genuinely...
No, you are right. I was quite surprised, actually, when... I remember my first child did the junior cert, of course, which comes first. And my oldest is now 27. But when he did the junior cert, I remember he came home with a thing, you know, and it was like, you know, to fill out for the junior cert. And it was like £120. And I went, what's that for?
Yeah.
And he says, the fee to do it. Now, it said on the bottom, if you had a medical card number, you just put it in and you get it for free. But I had to pay the £120. And I said... I didn't realise they charged you for doing the junior cert and leaving cert. They're state exams. Right. Like, why are they charging you for it? You know what I mean?
No, I think, to be honest with you, and I said this to my friend this morning, I think everybody should get on to either their local councillor, their board of management of the school, and to the Department of Education, and ask them to either subsidise it or bring it down, because it's not fair. People with multiple kids in secondary school, like, I'm sending five kids back, I'm trying my best. They get
five,
what I can
you're
get,
busy.
Give them.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean, like. But you know,
so
I
you thought you had a tough Karen.
Bin.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I'm like, I see that now. That'll go for whenever. They'll probably have to send me 7 begging letters to get it off me first before I give in.
And that, by the way, the other thing as well, Karen, is the voluntary fees. Now,
yeah,
did you get how much of the voluntary fees in your school?
Ours is put down as arts and crafts fees. And it's €60 per child. Now, to be fair, I don't get £60 worth of art home.
No. The odd Happy Mammy's Day card, and that's about it.
I have two different primary schools, so one goes to a special ed school and the two others go to another primary school. And I don't have to pay anything in the special ed school. So I that's covered.
Okay.
They don't look for anything. But for the other two kids, it'll be €120 that I fork up straight away.
This is a big bone of contention, by the way, when it comes to secondary schools more so, and you learn this, Karen, as they go into secondary school. So the secondary school voluntary fees...
Remember this, actually, my mum telling me about...
Yeah, they're like about 150 to 200 quid. I don't know. Leslie, Anna, yours, are yours in secondary?
Yeah, two of them are in secondary, so I'm looking at about... everybody together, it's about £400, but I haven't paid voluntary contribution in about 3 years.
Okay, and that's what's important to say.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
Not doing it, I'm sorry. You know, okay. I did initially.
Look, if you have the money and you're very wealthy and you want to give a few quid to help the schools, because schools do struggle for funding, that's why they have to have fundraising days, far away. But let's be clear, 100% clear here, right? It's about 150 to 200 quid. I'm telling every parent out there, don't be bullied by the school into paying it. You have no obligation to pay it. But the problem is, in front of other kids, they will give your kid a letter saying, will you remind your mammy?
Yeah.
Will you remind your mammy and daddy now to send in that money? And... you know, it's quite embarrassing the way they do it. They do it like
The kids that pay more money, not the kids, but the parents that pay the higher end of that contribution, their kids are put into better classes. I know that.
But that shouldn't happen. That should never happen.
Yeah, I hear that, actually. It shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen. But you know, like, I know myself, when I was in secondary school, there was, you know, the rich kids, and they were all in the top end classes. It didn't matter what their kind of ability was, they were in the best of classes and the rest of us were down.
The dregs.
It was their social status. We were the peasants.
It was to do with the money that their parents gave school. If you pay up, Grand will be look after you. It's all about who you know and what you're willing to pay.
Mm. Sure, it's like some of the DDs, their parents put them in.
Yeah, well, look, I am saying it to parents. Remember, voluntary fees are exactly what they say in the tin. They're voluntary. You have no obligation to pay it. None whatsoever. Now, the school will have a small fee every year. Usually, as Karen said, they will disguise it as arts and crafts or something like that. Or as Leslie Ann said in her case, for transition year, it is expensive because transition year can be about €1,000 because there's usually a trip to Spain or Italy in the middle of it somewhere. Let me go to Joe. Thank you, Leslie Ann. Let me go to Joe. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Niall. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. You heard Karen. You know, she's like an army of kids there, and like it's going to cost her a fortune as they get older. Primary school is not that expensive. It's you know, but secondary school is like you take out a mortgage.
Right. Yeah. And another thing there too, I was as I was saying there to Elaine, there's another thing that parents need to be very careful of too, and this is, happens nearly every year, is getting into the hands of illegal money lenders, because I've noticed in the past where parents start borrowing a lot of money for to buy kids their uniforms. And as you know, illegal money lenders are the last people you want to get involved with, because they're not the people... that you don't, they're not nice people, I can tell you.
I know, I had a woman on the air, Joe, about 7 years ago who cried and cried and cried. She was a granny and she had bought her grandchildren's uniforms and didn't tell her daughter that she had borrowed the money from this moneylender.
Yeah.
And he then was coming to her door, he was threatening her, he was following her to the post office when she collected her pension. Oh, it was a nightmare, nightmare.
I can tell you, and I can tell you another story. A woman that I knew there years ago, she had three kids, and she was borrowing money left, right and centre, and she got involved with one of these real heavy cases involving money lenders. And the money lender one day came along and he sent two of his heavies around to break her windows if she didn't pay up.
Yeah.
And only that for a good friend of hers paying up for her, she probably wouldn't have been alive today to tell the story, because these are dangerous people, Niall.
Yeah,
and
no, I understand.
Getting the wrong side of them.
And look, for a lot of us, you know, okay, you know, it certainly puts a bit of pressure on us, but we can afford it. But for many people out there, that's something we have to consider. They literally can't afford the uniforms.
That's the problem, you see, yeah. And you see, I suppose, look, I do understand, like, I understand there's lots of people have issues with money and stuff, and that's understandable. But there's another thing, too, I would say, and... you know, I think there's two issues there that should be warranted. A lot of parents, I think a lot of kids today, they demand a lot of things. You know, they demand, they're looking for free Wi-Fi. They're looking for, what would I say? Sorry, not free Wi-Fi. Like, sorry. They're looking for Wi-Fi. They're looking for mobile. They're looking for all technical stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of that adds up as well. And this is where the problem arises. When it comes to buying uniforms, you have to prioritise either one or the other, like, you know?
Oh, yeah, you have to get your priorities right. But in relation to the uniform itself, the idea of scrapping the uniform, you think that would be a bad idea?
I wouldn't agree with it, Niall. No, I think it's very important to keep the uniform, because it is a tradition, Niall, really, isn't it? You know, it is
I think so,
you know, I think, like, if you're attending an event, say, like, there's an event going on, there's something in the school, or there's something major going on, it's always nice to see the uniform, because... it adds a bit of kind of colour to it as well. And I think it's kind of a form of discipline. What's it called? You're saying a bit of disciplinarian as well.
Yeah.
That you feel a little bit disciplined.
Everybody is kind of the same. Everybody, there's no classism. But there's an interesting text here, Joe. My daughter, somebody, Claire said on WhatsApp, my daughter's finished school, but her school is charging €300 to use a locker. Now multiply that by 850 students that were paid. They were well and truly paid for 12 years ago. It's an absolute rip-off. I mean, that's mental, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. It's like it's...
£300 for a locker.
I've never heard of a situation like that for a locker.
No, I remember when I had my locker in school, the only thing you had to do was buy a lock for it.
Yeah, that's all. It would be with myself, too. You'd have a little lock. Yeah, you'd only pay what... a small amount of money for, you know, Jesus, 300. What are they expecting? Is it a royal minted?
Yeah, I'd want a room in the school for £300 if you were going to charge you that much money. Joe, thanks for that, Joe. It's been wonderful talking to you. Let me go to Jason. Jason, hi, how are you?
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good. Are you in favour or against school uniforms?
Oh, no, keep the uniforms.
Keep the uniforms, okay. But they're costly. You've got four kids.
Nah, they're not as costly as you having to change fashions every 6 months because of the new fashion magazine coming out. The last thing you want, Niall, is four kids screaming at you looking for different clothes. And I'm not being sexist. Boys smell their clothes before they put them on them. That's good enough for lads. But you have three girls getting dressed and they're all screaming that she has this. I was wearing that. She's had to stretch in this. I can't wear this because she wore that yesterday. come on, at 8 o'clock in the morning, do you really want to go down that road?
but here's the thing. I mean, they come home from school at 4 o'clock and get changed anyway, so they have to buy
clothes.
Yeah, they have to buy clothes anyway.
But see, then it's in the afternoon, you're not worrying about getting into school. I'm talking about the battle at 8 o'clock in the morning when you have a 13-year-old girl who's not getting up because her hair was sticking up the wrong way yesterday and everybody's after her. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so it's like a fashion show. It's like a fashion show.
I've had an army of them through, and I swear to good God, the difference. I can nearly pinpoint when society start going off the rails.
Right.
And as for the laptops, Niall, these tablets, it's 650 quid it cost me 3 years, 4 years ago now for two, like one each. So it was, and they still had to have books.
But what I can't understand is, if they're having laptops and all the books are on the laptops or on the tablets, why do they have to have the books as well?
It's all about the software and this. I don't know. We were wondering that ourselves. But they still had to have some books. They were still carrying books to school and the laptops didn't school.
Right, okay.
You know, that's a bit of a... I mean, it is the way forward, digital. I don't know why kids have books at all. All schools should have a laptop at every table for every child supplied by the school. I mean, it's part of their education. Niall, one thing I want to know. Are we the only ones paying for this? Like, the Irish people, are the people, are our new residents in the country having to pay for this? Like, I didn't see it, I know.
Well, I did read a story this morning about the Department of Social Welfare were defending the back-to-work scheme, and that Ukrainians, it's available to Ukrainians before it's available to Irish people. And I know there was a politician, I can't remember his name, the TD this morning was giving out about it, and he contacted the department because he thought this was just some rumour that was going around. Turns out it was true. The department confirmed that Ukrainians are allowed back to on the back-to-work scheme or whatever this grant is before Irish people. And I just think that's discrimination. It's outrageous. And by the way, I think it's discrimination that anybody, no matter what country you're from in the world, comes to Ireland and gets something before somebody else, or vice versa. By the way, everybody should be treated the same way.
Yeah, well, I think the people who are a resident here, like with Irish passport,
should get priority.
If you've worked 40 years in this country and you've paid your taxes, I'm sorry now, but you should be looked after before somebody is.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Blow in. Yeah, somebody's just in the door 2 days. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But they have to keep the uniform. I mean, it puts you the uniformity in the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last thing you want is the gangs, the fashion here, the not so fashionable here, and the poor kids over there. Because that's exactly how it'll be. All the kids whose mummy and daddy have the few quid, we all had them growing up in Richmond. We all wanted to hang around with him or her, because when you got brought to the house, you got the nice biscuits. You know, that's just children. That's just the way we are as human beings. There's always going to be people higher than us. There's always going to be people lower than us. You know, but at that age, we're better off trying to keep them all together for as long as we can, because once they get into secondary school, it's like the Wild West.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Bernie as well. Hi, Bernie. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Noel?
I'm good, Bernie. Bernie, you heard Jason. It's like the Wild West out there. When it comes to uniforms, firstly, I mean, is it time to get rid of them, or, you know, are we at that point yet, or should we just keep them for good?
No, I'm just here at the moment with my daughter, who's buying for three teenagers uniforms. And like, they all need, on top of the uniforms that are costing an arm and a leg, they also need fucking tracksuits for gym, because it displays the crest on the top, which is very similar to the top they're wearing already. Like, this is, you know, uniforms are fantastic, and I think they're very good for keeping the kids, you know, focused, and they're in school, and it's nice to see them all uniform and universal in the school, and you identify them very easily what school they're at and whatever. And I think it's good, and it's good for the kids as well. There's no fashion problems, or, you know, this goes with that, or that top doesn't go with that. You know, it's good. However, I think it's an excessive now, and they're looking for them to have tracksuits on top of the uniforms. Like, can they not be, you know, can they not bring any tracksuit bottom in for PE or gym or soccer training or whatever? I don't get it.
Yeah, and it all adds to the cost. Tracksuit is another 170 quid or whatever. So it all adds to the cost.
And like I mentioned today now, for instance, one of them needs a top and a tracksuit bottom. It's only a silver, it's not even an ordinary, it's a black tracksuit with maybe a silver, you know, it's shiny material. And it's €72 she's had to hop out this morning.
Yeah.
Like, that's on top of the books. She went into Easons. We had to come out of Easons, and she said it's quicker to get them online.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's costing her the guts of nearly €2,000 just to get them sorted for school.
So €2,000 for how many kids?
Three teenage boys.
Right, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it is a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of money if you don't have it, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, look at God that are able to earn money themselves, you know, the parents. You know, but I mean, I know myself, you start buying your uniforms when in my day, back in August, it's like July, June, as soon as the school finished, you were looking at the jumpers to repair them, you're looking at the trousers, could you get the other lad wear them for another year? You know, it's ridiculous, the price of them. There definitely should be an incentive for parents or a discount or something.
Yeah. And but, also, in relation to the books, they keep changing the books all the time, right? And for years, people thought this was a practice they were doing to make money. I do understand that, you know, particularly when it comes to things like history, times change, and obviously things have to be included in it that weren't in it before. A history book now is different to a history book 20 years ago, obviously, because history, there's been more history. But when it comes to maths and things like that, I can't understand how much of a change there would be. And if there is a change, why they can't just add an addendum that you can put to the old book, you know, that you might have, you know, an older child that can pass down the books, because a lot of parents can't pass down books because they keep changing them.
Yeah, and on top of that, like she was saying, that they have a rental scheme for some of the books now, but they haven't told, the school hasn't said what are rented and what you can, you know, what you can are given in the school as a rental or what you have to buy. So she's going around asking the kids, do you need this? Do you need to buy this one or can you rent it? Do you know, it's
yeah,
no,
well, we had that when our kids were younger. It was 180 quid for the rental scheme, and the only thing you had to buy then were the workbooks and the copies, obviously, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the other thing is the papers for the exams. Surely to God the schools should, you know, keep a load of them and just hand them out.
Like but I don't understand why they charge people for the exams. It's 100 and, I think it's 140 quid for the junior cert and around the same or a bit more for the leaving cert. Like, there should be no reason you should be charged for a state exam.
No, you know? And I mean, you know, everything should be for the parents to benefit. You know, you're sending your child to be educated. It shouldn't cost you. You shouldn't have to worry about having 2.5 million in your bank account to keep them going all the way to school. Like, when you think of if you have four children, how much is that costing a parent? Two parents trying to get that together.
Well, you know, you imagine having maybe two in college and two in secondary school. Imagine what that'd be like. You'd be looking at 10 grand every year.
But why is there no place for a parent to go and say, right, I've got four kids now, I need help with education, what can I...
Yeah, but when it comes to college, you can get a Susie grant, but you have to qualify for that. And if you earn over the threshold, well, you're done. And the threshold is very low. So
you have two kids, say, in the one class. I had two, say, my two boys. They were in the same year and they finished at the same time. One of them wanted to go to Kerry, to the college down there. One wanted to go to Limerick. I was literally living on 10 euro at home, trying to keep them going, working every second weekend I could to try and keep them in the college.
That's crazy.
You know, it's just crazy. And like, at the end of the day, they didn't come out with anything better, do you know?
Yeah. Okay.
That's wrong.
Well, say there a second. Let me get back to the uniform. Sean, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, you know.
Good. Sean, keep the uniforms or scrap them?
I wonder where it's coming from. Ben Scallon had a really good thing there last Friday online about 90% of people not wanting to reference them. 80% of people are against immigration. 75% want to keep our neutrality. The government just seems to keep on doing things we're not asking for, we're not looking for. And I'm listening to your show an hour today and I don't hear a clamour of parents looking for uniforms to be removed from school.
We're told this is progressive, by the way, you know, because you see the Educate Together schools, they have no uniforms. So we're told this is a kind of progressive step, isn't it? I don't know. I don't think it's progressive at all.
Yeah, they just want to get the guys into the skirts and the lefties coming in, they're fucking rainbow shorts 7 days a week.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing progressive about this. I mean, again, you look at things the left would have been known for being progressive. I think they're regressive here at the moment. And I'm listening to the parents talking about even the cost there. On the one hand, a jumper, Jana London said 28 euro for a progressive jumper, which is about what it is in the school we're sending ours to. And many of them are out spending 28 euro on bottles of wine a week or 28 euro on takeaways a week or McDonald's and the things we don't need.
I know that we got to get our priorities and education is very important. But Bernie there mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, for three kids going into secondary school, her for her daughter, 2 grand. It's a lot of money.
That's not two grand in uniforms, Niall.
No, but that's everything. That's books and everything else. Yeah, I know. I understand. But I'm just saying it's expensive.
Yeah, and if we want to have a conversation about books and reducing the cost in school, of course, all parents want that. But number one, parents don't want to get rid of the uniforms. And number two, uniforms as they are, whether they be crested or uncrested, are well affordable for the vast majority of people. If they can afford to go down to McDonald's, they can afford to buy a uniform.
I suppose it's a fair point, Bernie, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not going to McDonald's for food, and we're not going out and socialising. And, you know, we're very cognizant of how much we're spending on everyday items. You know, and like holidays are taken off the agenda. You know, you're trying to make sure that your kids have the best, so you don't you cut your own cloth, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
But no, a 28-year-old jumper is 50 cents a week, guys.
Well, now Sean, I would agree with you if the jumper is 20 quid. And in your case, it is, right? But there are parents being sent to specific shops to get it, that it has to be a specific colour, particularly for secondary schools. And I've seen, you know, receipts online for 70 quid for a jumper.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So, you know, so there are some schools, whatever uniform they have, seems to be a rip-off, Sean.
Well, I think if you're the type of person who's gone to that school, I think you can probably afford €70 for a jumper. And again, I'd say €70 for a school jumper is €0.05 a week. You know, we can all cut €0.05 a week if we really want to. If something's important to us, and I think children's education comes first, and you think the cost is bad with a school uniform, wait till they come looking for their Calvin Klein jeans.
Mm. I mean, Bernie, that's a fair point. If they weren't wearing the uniforms to school, right, they'd be wearing clothes. So at the moment, they're only wearing, you know, shitty clothes after school because they're probably at home anyway. At the weekend, they might put something nice on. So they don't have many good sets of clothes. But if they were wearing clothes to school every day, it'd be like a fashion show. And they would be looking for even more expensive clothes on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I understand that, and that is, the uniforms are great for that. That cuts all that rubbish, especially.
Yeah, but I'm saying about the cost. I know, I'm saying about the cost. You're saying it's say €1,000 for the three kids, for your daughter's three kids, right? For the uniforms, right. Just for the uniforms, right? If they didn't wear uniforms, they would be wearing clothes during the day more than they wear clothes currently at the moment, right? They would be wearing ordinary clothes during the day. It would be like a fashion show because they want to be as good as their mates because their mates are wearing Gucci runners and or what, I don't know, Gucci tops or something, I don't know. But they want to be like their mates. They don't want to be Dunstores and Pennies. And that's what kids are like. You know that. So it's going to cost her more than £1,000 over the course of a year to put clothes on them to go to school every day.
I appreciate that. But at the same time, on top of the uniform, they have to also have clothes for everyday wear.
Oh, I know,
and
yeah.
And back to school. You know, like, you know, it's like, There's no.
I just think there'd be a lot more regular clothes involved. Yeah, well, there'd be a lot more regular clothes involved would have to be purchased each year. So, you know, uniforms are clothes as well. So there would have to be, more clothes purchased. So I'm looking at the pros and cons of it. And I do see the point that Sean is making. You know, when you see somebody going, I paid 15 quid for a pair of socks for my daughter's school uniform, as he takes a puff on another cigarette. You know what? I think it's ridiculous. You know, so the pack of cigarettes was 15 quid. So what I'm saying is I do agree with Sean to a point that maybe we are moaning unnecessarily to some degree.
Okay, well, can they? That's fair. I accept what you're saying. But we have to live too. Like, you're entitled to live as well. You're working flat out. You're paying all these fees. You're paying all these taxes, and you're telling me now that I have to cut maybe having a bottle of wine at the weekend because Sean says I should, you know,
cut back.
Jump up. Yeah. I'm already, you know, like, I mean, how much more do we cut back? You don't go on holiday. I mean, I don't, haven't been abroad for years. I know my family don't. They just go for an odd weekend when they can, or they'll go camping. Do you know, like, they are living within their means. It's not like they're out, you know, drinking and smoking and, you know, having a ball. They're having, this is reality. They're going to Aldi and Lidl to do their shopping. They're buying bargains. They're not buying stuff at full price. They're going around looking to see what they can spend their money on most effectively. You know,
okay, so Sean, is that a fair point? You know, people are already cutting back. Don't be taking away the luxuries people have. I know you're saying it's only a couple of quid a week for a jumper, a couple of quid a week, but it's a couple of quid a week twice because you need two jumpers, you need two sets of pants, you need two sets of socks, two shirts, you know, a tracksuit. So it's more than just a couple of quid, Sean.
No, I think it's priorities. If you were to say a tenner a week, would that cover all the uniform costs for a child for a year? That's 500 quid. And I think that covers it easy. Not only you pay for the uniform, but you'll have that little holiday you want as well. I don't believe there's anyone out there that doesn't have 10-year-old discretionary spending that couldn't be better spent on their children's priority. I can say, yes, we all deserve a little bottle of wine at the weekend. I have a little drop of Jameson on a Sunday evening. But if I had to choose between affording my school's child's school uniform and that bottle of Jameson, the child wins
No, absolutely. But you should be in a situation when you're earning money and you work hard where you can have the Jemison and put the uniform on the child. You shouldn't have to sacrifice. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to sacrifice your life's enjoyments.
And Niall, it's a cost of living crisis. We could be saying that about, I shouldn't be paying so much in fuel. I shouldn't be paying so much.
But you shouldn't.
That applies to everything.
But that's exactly it.
Of course we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't.
The issue here isn't get rid of uniforms. The issue is the government needs to make it beneficial for people to go out to work. They need to do something about the tax system. They need to get rid of tax individualisation. They need to make it easier for parents at home. The answer isn't get rid of school uniforms to save £2 a week for the average Irish person. The goal here is to make every Irish person £50, £100 richer.
Well, in fairness, I don't think anybody really has come on today to say get rid of school uniforms. I think people's biggest axe to grind here is the cost factor. But stay there. I want to go to Alva as well. Alva, hi. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Alva, is it time to get rid of the uniform? Is this not progressive?
No. Do you know what? I have four kids, and I'm actually just since this morning looking for last year's uniforms. Well, the jumpers, anyways, because I'm just going to use what I can. I'm not going to be buying new. You know, because kids are wrecking their stuff anyway. So, like, I can buy the cheap stuff, you know, like the pants, the leggings or whatever. But the jumper seems to be lasting about, I mean, we have a few hand-me-downs, but, like, it should last at least 2 school years anyways.
I know. How quick do your children grow? I mean, you're only getting a year out of a jumper. And the sleeves will be bitten off it and the elbows will be gone out of it. Although, you know, my mother used to sew little leather patches onto the elbows.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can do the same. Now, we do have, like, paint marks around the cuffs and stuff. But, like, they're still able to wear it and go into school. I cannot justify buying brand new every single year for every kid, and they might need two, you know.
Yeah,
so
they do.
I'm just
going to
use what I have. Yeah, I have loads and loads of school jumpers here. Some of them are tiny, they'll be too small, and I have nowhere to even pass them on to, you know. But
well, that's another thing. As I said, Northern Ireland, they're doing this new thing now called pre-loved uniforms, where you basically secondhand, where you can go somewhere, drop them in, and other people can use them. And I think that's a good idea. But in saying that, you know, you don't get 2 years out of a jumper.
I do, yeah, I do, because
they grow really quickly. What age did you say they were again?
Well, I have two in the one school, and they are 7 and 9, so they're kind of sharing their jumpers.
Right, okay. Okay, but between 7 and kind of 12, they grow rapidly.
The boy does, the girl doesn't.
Right.
So that's handy.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's handy enough, yeah, okay.
So she's wearing his stuff a lot of the time.
Right, okay. And so, you're lucky, they're both in primary school. Wait till they get to secondary school, Alva. That's when the bill starts getting big.
I have a secondary school kid as well, and it's a nightmare. Like, it's really, really expensive. And now the free book scheme didn't apply to us at all, but I mean, how handy it would have been, because last year he wanted a book and I went on, I bought it. It was £60 for this book and he put his name on it and everything. I said, look after it, like treat it like it's gold. And then a week into school, he changed his mind and he didn't want to do that subject.
Oh, for Jesus' sake.
Yeah.
I'd have slapped him across the head with the books.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Sean is saying, look, it's part of their education. You know, look, if it means you have to sacrifice, you know, a packet of cigarettes or a drink at the weekend or you know, that Chinese takeaway on a Thursday, so be it. Prioritise things. That's the way it has to be.
Well, I mean, I probably will buy a new jumper maybe after Christmas. You know, right now I feel like we've spent so much money in the summer that I just don't have the cash in my pocket today to buy new stuff for the new school term. But maybe November, December, I might pick up a jumper each for them.
There you go. See, Sean, she's not Rockefeller, you know what I mean? She doesn't have a Rothschild.
I'm not Rockefeller, but I go back to when I was a kid and we were really broke now, probably like most people in Ireland. My mother bought trousers two sizes too big every year and she'd hem them up and let them down as the year rolled on.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Yeah, yeah.
I think we're really bad as a nation now. We buy to replace. We don't repair. Like you said, the patches on the jumper, I don't know how many little patches I had over the years in the knees and in the elbows. And I mean, we've gotten away from that. We're in such a fast economy now that it's replaced by new. Everyone has to have the best. And the sad thing about that is it'll be 10 times worse without uniforms.
Yeah, my mother always did that, by the way. Ah, but that's a good tip. I don't know whether it looks gabby nowadays or something. My mother used to always buy a sheet of leather, like a small, now leather at the time was reasonably cheap. I don't know how cheap it is now. You could buy a yard of it or a square meter of it and cut, you know, cut circles out, and she would use it constantly all the time. Brown. And just sew them onto the elbows.
Now, kids these days won't go for that because you know how they are. They won't go for that. I don't know, because when we were in school, now when I was in secondary school, we used to have a uniform even for PE. You know, there was a specific polo shirt you'd wear for PE. It was really good quality. It was crested. Now, we could never afford that. So I'd go in with the plain polo shirt. And I remember the PE guy, the teacher, used to give out to me for wearing a bra or a vest top underneath it, because it was so, it was see-through like. And right. He used to make me go into the changing room again and take off the vest top or the bra underneath it, because you weren't allowed to be see-through.
Yeah, is it?
Or you weren't allowed to see whatever else.
Or was he just a bit creepy? I don't know. That just,
yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, that sounds creepy, so if you ask me.
He said, it is. I mean, he said, if you can't wear the crested polo top, then you're not allowed to wear anything else underneath that polo top.
So what, he'd tell you to go in and take off your bra?
Yeah. Yeah.
In hindsight, looking back
at that. Because, you know, the bra would be, it would be like a little sports
bra.
Black one.
Yeah.
It would be black, so it would be showing through the white polo shirt. And he didn't like that.
Did you not?
No.
Right, and he'd tell you to go in and take it off. That's just sounds...
He'd go into the changing room and make... Yeah, I know. And you know, he's still a teacher there. It's really strange, like, his behavior.
Don't blame him, whatever you do. All right, but it just sounds really creepy. Were you going to say he goes in with you into the changing room?
He'd send all the girls that were dressed the wrong way into the changing room, and after 20 seconds, he'd be in, and he'd stand there looking at you, and he'd say, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Like, he'd be so...
While scared. You're changing?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And now I felt like shit because I didn't have the expensive, fancy crested polo shirt. And it really made me want this expensive polo shirt that wouldn't be see-through, and then I wouldn't have the shame of having to take off my bra for him, you know? Yeah.
Oh, God, that just sounds all wrong. Even as you're saying it, it just sounds all wrong. Know. And I know you're listening to yourself going, this sounds all wrong.
Yeah, this actually happened. Yeah.
I know. Stay there for a second, Alva. Let me go to, who am I going to go to first? Gladys. Gladys, hi.
Yeah, hi, Eamon. How are you doing?
You heard Alva there. Mind you, her final story there was a bit odd and creepy.
Oh, my God, Jeff.
Yeah. Go in and take off your bra. If you're not out in 30 seconds, I'll go in and watch you doing it. Anyways.
But I just think what Sean said, you know, sort of thing, like, is quite valid. But the point would be that the middle income people are screwed every which way.
Yeah.
So we get nothing for our taxes. You know, like, I was just looking up. What if you were on social welfare? For 4 to 11, you get 160 plus 80 euro for shoes.
This is a back to school grant.
22, yeah. 285 per child.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever the case may be. But what I think is that if you get, nobody would have a problem. I actually agree with uniforms. It takes all of that nonsense and the horror of, you know, the fighting and you name it and all of that kind of carry on and the level playing field. But what I've noticed in the girls' school near me, that the Muslim children, girls in the hijab, plus the uniform is down to their ankles. So that kind of sets them apart. You know, where it used to be, as you said, you wouldn't notice who was rich, who was poor, all dressed the same. Now there's a very different, you know, the line.
Culturally different, the religious.
Yeah, culturally, what you would know that you'd never noticed before.
By the way, that's entirely up to the family. You know, when I say up to the family, as far as I know, when I spoke to somebody who was an imam before, and he said to me, there is no, as far as he was concerned, the interpretation of the Quran, there is no written rule that says they have to wear a hijab while they're in school like that. So they, you know, they don't have to.
Yeah, it's cultural. It really isn't. Yeah. It isn't in the Quran.
No, well, it's the obvious interpretations. Though. Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing that the memory of it, you know, going, putting my kids through school and the uniforms and the expense. And what I did was I saved the children's allowance. That's what helped me.
Yeah.
So that I wasn't hit with this huge bill. So I had the children's allowance saved, you know, sort of thing like, I mean, but the one, and I will never forget it, was the voluntary, involuntary contribution.
Oh, yeah. The voluntary, involuntary contribution. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, but sorry, Alva, did you get the voluntary involuntary contributions or the involuntary voluntary?
Yeah, I haven't paid that in years. When a parent told me a few years ago, she was like, why are you paying it? You don't have to pay it. It's voluntary. And I had been paying it for years. So no, I stopped that years ago.
And do you get the letters home saying, dear madam, you haven't paid your voluntary contributions. You know, they almost make it seem like it's a bill that you have to pay.
Yeah, they do. They do. They keep reminding you. They'll remind you in as up till Christmas, they'll remind you. But I just ignore it.
Do you get the back to school grant, Alba? Are you entitled to it?
No, I don't.
No, because you go out there and you work hard. That's why you don't get it.
No, it's very frustrating because a few years ago for the crack, I said I'd apply for it just to see for the crack because I was out of work. I was home with the baby. So we're the one income family, right? And it goes by your gross pay. So like the big number on your payslip, for example.
Yeah.
And they said straight up no, because the number on my husband's, the big number, say, was too much, even though that's not what we're bringing home. Like, we're bringing home the small number.
Yeah.
So it was just so unfair. Like I said, we have four kids and I was home. We were a one income family and they were just like, no. And I was.
It should go by disposable income. What you're saying, it just goes by your gross pay, but it should be just. I think it's over 36,000 euro. You're not getting a bean office. That's it. But I think it should be by disposable income. So out of that, you should be able to make put a form in return to say, you know, we pay this in our mortgage. You know, this is so that, and after our bills, this is what we've got left, and that would be your disposable income.
You know, when you apply for, say, a medical card, because I tried this as well, which was a no as well. For the medical card, you have to give them every single detail of your life, including how much you spend on diesel to work. Mm. You have to give them your logbook to prove that you have a car. You have to give them a screenshot of, say, Google Maps of how, you know, the distance from work to your house and all this kind of thing. Mm. You have to tell them everything and then they'll go by that, you know.
Right.
But with the back to school allowance, it was just straight up no. You're beyond the number. Yeah. So, yeah. And it's really unfair. I think when you've more than, you know, a couple of kids, it's really unfair.
Mm. I'm loads and loads of texts, by the way. Sarah Jane says, I don't know why mothers and fathers cannot claim tax back on each of their children, as it's uniform, just as nurses wear. Oh yeah. Diversional therapists, healthcare assistants, housekeepers, domestic, etc. Police as well, I'm sure, and other staff wear uniforms, all to maintain them and wear them in a year. They get a school grant at the start of the year, however, maintaining a tax refund for families. That's a good point, by the way, because if you're self-employed, for example, and you have to wear a uniform in work, or you have to buy suits because you're on TV or something like that, you can claim back a certain amount every year, you know, for your clothes, for your uniform or for whatever it is, as long as it's part of your work. You would imagine then you should be able to claim it back in your tax. They should be able to claim something back in your tax credits for children.
Yeah, at least that's something then for the taxpayers. That's actually a great idea, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. Thank you for that, Sarah Jane.
You know what? If you were, for example, if you're unemployed and you're on Job Seekers or whatever else, you're getting all of the benefits. So you're actually, you know, a person that's unemployed is actually better off than I am. Like, I'm here now scraping the bottom of the laundry basket looking for last year's jumpers. But someone else next door might be unemployed and is going in buying brand new jumpers with their back to school allowance. It's just really unfair.
Yeah, glad it is unfair, the back to school allowance. I think it should be for everybody. Well, maybe not even for everybody, but certainly based on disposable income and not your gross pay. That seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that with people, you know, and I think that this has never been looked at properly because we don't complain enough, is that when you're at that, the 1 euro over the allowance, you know, for whatever way they break down, you know, and you just left, you're struggling, that all of the taxes that you pay, that you get absolutely no return for it. You're taxed on literally everything. So it's very hard to be, other than that you're a decent person and you want to go out to work, and you want to, you know, contribute to society. Like, what really is the motivation?
But the system is unfair, because if I had to wear a uniform doing this podcast right now, I can claim it as an expense on my tax, right?
Mm.
Okay, so that's an expense as on my tax, just like this microphone, just like everything else, right? So I can claim. So why then can't you or Alva or anybody else claim, you know, your child's uniform as an expense? You should be able to. It is a uniform. You know, I believe you should.
100%, you know, sort of thing. But I also think, and I hope it's not still happening, but there was an awful level of intimidation in the involuntary contributions shit. Mm. Like, that was a nightmare. I used to get phone calls from the head nun, you know, basically telling me that I was a shy parent. And I, just because I had a, kind of a bit of a problem with the nuns myself, yeah. I just used to let her rant on and go on and call me all the shitey names that you like, that I was a crap parent, my kids were going to suffer, they were...
Because you didn't pay the involuntary payments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I know there are schools around the country, by the way. They're like the militia. And if you don't pay it, they'll give notes to your child in school in front of other kids and say, now remind your mammy now to pay that now, won't you? She hasn't paid it yet. Make sure everyone else hears it. She hasn't paid it yet. You know, we can do installments on it if she's broke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, that intimidation, when they got nowhere with me telling me that I was absolutely horrendous parent and children were going to be intellectually
damaged,
emotionally, you name it. They started calling them out by name. You know, here, give that to your mum, you know, because she stopped ringing me, because she got nowhere. And that even drove me even worse, you know. And my kids, I do remember them begging me, please pay us, I can't pay
you. Can't take it anymore. They're going to send us to Alva's PE teacher if we do it again.
and you could tell Sean I bought bottles of wine with the money.
Hey, by the way, what do you make of Alva's PE teacher? It's a bit creepy, wasn't it?
You know, but I mean, that level of intimidation should, and I hope that has been done away with, because that is horrendous. Horrendous. Imagine. After paying out everything.
And that, by the way, by the sounds of Alva, sorry, Alva, maybe I'm insulting you here because you sound quite young. It wasn't that long ago.
Wasn't that long ago at all, no.
Like, if it was, I'd understand if it was 40 years ago, I would understand that level of misogyny, creepiness, you know what I mean? But, but not 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't know.
He's still a teacher there. And do you know what's so funny is that he used to just scream at you if you weren't wearing, you know, it's almost like, okay, your bra is too visible, take it off. But like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I'm a young girl developing, like, I need to wear it because the boys would be picking on you for having boobs in the first place.
Yeah.
So do you know what? A lot of the time I just didn't go to school on the days that we had PE. I just chose
Isn't that awful? And I see kids doing that all the time who, you know, they pick and choose. They worry about going to school on certain days, particularly PE if they're body conscious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they worry about going to school.
We used to play basketball a lot, the girls, and, you know, it was almost like he would make you bounce more. And so I just flat out was like, I'm not going to school. So I just missed a lot of school in first year, second year because of that, because of him.
Well, that's awful. That sounds on a very serious level. It sounds very intimidating and bullying. And that's what it just sounds like to me. I mean, it sounds creepy.
He was very, very aggressive towards the lads as well. And so the girls would only just get the verbal abuse a lot of the time and the stares, you know. But I mean, to worry about what you're wearing going into school was a big thing for me, because like, I was an early developer and I was really, really conscious of how I would wear my uniform. And we used to wear, if outside of PE, you know, for regular classes, we'd be wearing a white blouse.
Yeah.
And so we could only afford the cheap blouses. And so they were very see-through. So I used to want to wear like a vest top or a tank top. And it was just sometimes you'd be put on the spot and you were told, go down to the bathroom and take that off. You cannot wear like a see-through, you know, a top that's underneath the blouse.
Do these teachers or whatever it is, do they just not have any common sense at all and see how illogical that sounds? I'm listening to you and I don't even see you. And I can tell you how illogical and how weird that sounds.
I was very outspoken even as a 14-year-old, and I do remember saying it a couple of times, like, what difference does it make what I'm wearing underneath my blouse? I'm still wearing everything else I'm supposed to wear. You know, and it was just like, no, you have to take it off. And I'd say, but it's white, or, you know, it's not like it's pink or yellow, it's white underneath the white blouse, and they were just having none of it.
Well, okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
I saw that film, Confessions of a PE Teacher.
Oh, just right. Yeah. I remember years ago having a girl come on the radio, and she was in a private college somewhere on the south side, and she was telling us that in the tennis coach, because obviously in posh schools they have tennis coaches, her tennis coach used to make the girls bend over so he could hit them every morning with the tennis racket on the bottom. And I'm going, what? Are you talking? And this was a thing. And I go, and why didn't you all give out about it? Oh, we just thought it was funny. I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a word. That's weird.
You know? Yeah, just the comment on the uniforms. I would be in favour of the uniforms retaining in, but I think also the more upmarket, especially here in Cork and possibly around the country as well, the most upmarket private schools would be in complete favour of keeping them, retaining them, because, I mean, every student, boy and girl, that's seen out there coming and going from the school is a walking advertisement for that school. So I think the boards of management, they say, wouldn't be too quick to want to remove the uniforms. And they say a lot of the parents know, and most people on today, in fact, all of the people have been in favour now of keeping them, right? But I also think that there's not a campaign, like, I mean, to get rid of them either, because, and I think people will be very slow to start it, because who's going to stick their neck above the parapet, right, and say, you know, single themselves out as you're the one that's starting the campaign to get rid of the uniforms, that people are going to say, which is, they mustn't be able to afford the uniforms. Is that where they're starting? You're kind of stigmatising yourself in the wrong, around the boat way, you know?
But there's this kind of notion out there, John, and I can see it in the next few years, that it's a progressive step to get you rid of uniforms.
Well, I disagree with that, because I see nothing wrong with it. I think, like, otherwise you will, has been previously said on the show today, it will be a blasted fashion parade like you see in America.
I did hear one of the socialist parties say it recently. I won't go into who said it, right? Doesn't matter. But I said, and I said, what a complete contradiction of what they stand for. Because the whole idea of socialism is that everybody is treated equally. Whereas if you got rid of uniforms, people wouldn't be treated equally. All of a sudden, people would be wearing different clothes, and we'd know immediately how wealthy everybody was by the clothes they're wearing.
Some of those so-called socialism at the private schools, if you scratch the surface, you'll find, you know? And I mention any names only, but this thing, like, look, I think...
They all went, most of them, if you take leaving people before profit, for example, they nearly all went to private schools.
Yeah. But this whole thing about uniforms, it's like, even, look, the girls, even there, I think the girls, new uniform is horrendous. I think they had, they looked more respectable before, they looked more, had more authority the way they dressed. I think the current uniform is a shambles, I'll be honest with you. Like. Now, again, it's a signal that it sends out. I know a girl here that worked in Cork, there was a very big store which no longer exists, right? But you had an upmarket up shop uniform and a down shop uniform, which was the supermarket. The girls wore a kind of a greeny dress and the others had a blue suit, right? Like an office-side suit. And one girl was the first girl to be ever moved, and she was moved to the supermarket, which meant she'd have to wear the other style of clothing. And she used to wait for the bus in her upmarket suburb every morning in her up the shop uniform, and the people still thought she was up the shop in that particular store, right? She didn't go in and change into her down shop uniform, right? Didn't change back in again to go home in her up shop uniform, right? Because it was all about the perception of, like, that if you were up the shop, you were a better class of person.
There
can be, like, while I agree with the whole thing about not turning into a fashion parade, there is a lot of snobbery involved too, like, in uniforms, especially the upmarket end of it.
Yeah, I know. So, and some schools do have very schmancy looking uniforms, whereas some schools are quite plain. The uniforms are quite plain and common, so to speak. Stay there a second. Let me just actually, let me go to John. Is it Tommy? I have to go to next. Tommy, hi, how are you?
How are you, Noel? You well?
Good, Tommy. Sorry, I've got to rush to everybody now because I've only got about 10 minutes left. But Tommy, is it time to get rid of the uniforms? Is that a progressive step?
No, it's not now, especially the way young girls dress nowadays. They'll be, most of them dress like slappers, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, well, they do where I live. Anyway.
Well, right, okay. So in other words, it'll be like a slapper fashion show is what you're saying to me.
Well, then the principals are going to have to start getting involved, and there'll be civil rights and this, that and the other. Stick to the uniforms, and that's the way to keep it. Everyone's on a level keel, and it teaches people discipline. I thought all parents got children's allowance. Now, am I wrong?
Well, no, all parents get children's allowance, but not all parents get a back-to-school grant.
And the children's allowance is to feed and clothe the child, yeah?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't feed and clothe a child, does it really? It's a few quid towards it. It's money towards doing it, yeah.
1,600 a year, is it?
Yeah, well, 140 a month. It's a bit more, yeah.
Why don't they scrap no children's allowance for September and August and we give you vouchers for school uniforms? That will sort them out.
Do you think? That's a bit unfair. Now, hang on. With the greatest respect, Tommy, it costs more than 1,600 quid to raise a child per year.
Well, people need to plan ahead or budget better. The chap said it earlier, John, was it?
Sean, yeah.
Well, they need to budget. Most people, when they have kids, if you don't have $3,000 floating in the bank before you have your first child, you're going to struggle for 10 years because you're always chasing your tail.
Yeah, but it's about, they reckon, you know, on average, about $10,000 per year per child.
Yeah, that's what's wrong. Everyone's working. No, unemployment's at 4%. You know what I mean? People keep running to the government. If you can't afford to feed your child on children's allowance, go to the Vincent de Paul. You can't keep running to taxpayers every 10 minutes because you
have a little bit of sympathy or understanding for parents who are middle-class parents, who have mortgages, who have bills to pay. And then along comes, you know, they've three or four kids, you know, two in secondary school, and you're looking at $3,000 to send them back to school.
$3,000, yeah. Well, then don't skip a holiday or sell your car and buy a leap car.
Would you stop out? Like, you have to be able to enjoy life, Tommy, as well. You can't, this idea of sacrificing all the time. No, hang on. And then let's say you turn around and you say, oh, well, look, you enjoy a drink on a Friday night with your friends. Well, then, you know, oh, we'll sacrifice that now and buy the uniform for your kid. But you should be able to do both. We live in a modern world. You should be able to, if you're working hard, you should be able to do both.
We all work hard, but you can't live above your means. That's what the children's dilemma
is. I'm not saying live above your means. I'm not saying you go off and buy a yacht. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with, you know, a family having a holiday to Spain for a week in the summer. Why would you? Why should you have to sacrifice that if you're working hard? Why?
You can make simple changes. A football jersey for a child is €70, so maybe don't buy him a football jersey. Just buy him a regular T-shirt.
Yeah, I wouldn't be paying €70 for a football jersey, in fairness.
I bought one last week for my son. It was €70.
Arsenal jersey, was it?
Arsenal jersey, yeah.
And was that worth €70, in fairness?
No, but he wanted it, and I can afford it because I work 60 hours a week, unlike the women that are sitting at home getting 160 and probably working 10 hours a week. Why don't they get a part-time job where their kids are in school? Why don't they stay with their husbands instead of kicking them out?
Okay, hang on. Let me just go to Angela, finally, because I have to wrap this up. Angela, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? I think this is the one time where I'm happy I don't have kids.
Are you going to agree with Tommy there that you just have to sacrifice, get your priorities right?
Well, I suppose if you're struggling and you have to go out and try and get a loan for your kid's uniform, then yeah, because you can guarantee that Santa is being really great to them. You know, this is the other thing that you will see is you'll have a lot of mothers moaning and fathers moaning and, you know, about the price of this, the price of that, and yet they'll go and spend $1,500 on their kids at Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And that is what happens. But the one thing I will say is I had a uniform, best thing ever. Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely. But I wouldn't get rid of them. But this whole crest thing, you know, that you have to have the school crest, like, There's uniforms out there where you have to have the PE kit, you have to have your jumpers, you have to have some of them, even you have to have a blazer or, you know, a jacket, a hoodie, the polo shirts. They all have to have the crest on them. It's like, would you go and jump? You know, it's
the hoodie is the latest thing now. It's cool to have the hoodie as well. Yeah. I mean, and it's two uniforms, two jumpers, two shirts, two pairs of slacks, whatever, two skirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because we used to go mad because we used to have to wear the skirt. You know, and obviously now the school now have introduced where the girls can wear pants.
Yeah.
But when we were there, Jesus Christ, you'd be Baltic going into school.
Yeah, I never understand the logic behind that, by the way. The idea that you would force. I mean, look, if girls want to wear a skirt and during the summer, if they want to wear it, that's fine. But the idea that you would force them in the middle of winter, you know, at -2 degrees, force them to wear a skirt to school seems ridiculous.
What I used to do is, because I used to cycle to school, so what I used to do is I'd cycle in my jeans, and if it was raining, I'd go in and I'd saturate the skirt and then go down and go, oh, I can't, my skirt's saturated, but started copping onto that so they had to wear a skirt.
All right, but as far as you're concerned, I'm sorry, I've run out of time, it's keep the uniform, Angela, is it?
Definitely keep the uniform. Definitely All right. keep the uniform.
All right, listen, thank you, Angela. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, everybody who got involved today. Don't forget, by the way, please support the show. We have bills to pay, lots of them. Lots of messages coming in, by the way, as well. Orla says, both of my kids go to private school in the UK. On the grounds, there is a uniform shop and a second-hand uniform shop. Even parents who pay 11 to 18K a year in school fees buy second-hand uniforms. Yeah, they do. Lots of people said suggesting uniforms shouldn't be got rid of them. Let me see some more messages here. Hey? John says you should be able to purchase the school crest and stitch it on the jumper yourself. Mike said 75 quid for a school jumper for my son. It's somebody, Alan M. Sermack, I think it is, says it's each school policy on a uniform that will create the higher cost. My daughter's school jumper is only 38 euro. With the crest, my son's is 22. They can get trousers and shirts from any department store. I know for my older girls, it can be very expensive, but it depends on the school. Somebody else says, Niall, listening to that story about the PE teacher who told her to go into the changing room and remove her bra sounds really weird when you listen to it secondhand. Maybe at the time it seemed okay, but I'm not too sure what part of okay was okay. I would kind of agree with you. It did seem all very, very weird. What was even more weird was she said that if she didn't do it, if they didn't do it in a hurry, that he would come into the changing room. I don't know you'd get away with that now. Mind you, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. It was a bit weird. Anyway, thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. Don't forget, by the way, please support the show. Support the show. Support the show. I can't say it enough. There. There is the website address. www.nileboylan.com. See, just below me. Go to the website. Subscribe if you can. It'd be great if you could subscribe. There's three of us here. We really, really need to get the money and to pay the bills every month. We don't get enough and we end up having to pay it ourselves. We just want to give you this opportunity to talk on the air. Today, of course, the topic was reasonably light, but some days it's a lot more serious. We've been one of the very few that talk about freedom of speech. We were the ones who talked about no in the referendum. We talk about all the protests. We send a reporter out live to the protests in Coolock and also in town last time around as well. We stay on top of all of those stories. We don't want to overdo them, but we stay on top of them. There's no other radio show doing that, and there's no other live podcast doing that. We are the only fully interactive live podcast. We bring on callers on the air and WhatsApp and phone calls and on Zoom as well. So don't forget, if you want to watch all the previous episodes, you can. They're all on the website, nileboylan.com. You can watch them all there. If you want to listen to them all, by the way, you can go to Spotify or iTunes as usual. You can listen to them on the website too. And if you want to watch the show live, we're slowly moving everything over to the website. At the moment, it's still on Twitter and Facebook because for technical reasons, we have to be able to build up the traffic slowly on the website. But you can go to the website and you could subscribe to watch the show every single day. And you can watch it on the website, you can watch it on Twitter, you can watch it on Facebook, you can watch it on YouTube. And we have all that available. We're trying to do as much as we can to make it available to as many people as possible. So far, we're hitting record numbers. Record numbers, great. I can tell you, for example, last month between live views and downloads, we had nearly 800,000 views in 1 month. That's exceptional. It's more than some radio stations, or most radio stations, are getting in Ireland. So please continue to support us because we don't get paid. That's the difference. And we don't have a sponsor because people won't, A, sponsor this type of show because they don't get involved in controversy. And secondly, we don't want to be in a situation where we have a sponsor deciding what we can talk about. So please support the show. The only way we can make money financially is from you donating a couple of quid, five or whatever, or subscribing on our website for $5.99 a month. So you can do it just a one-off payment as a donation if you go to the website, nileboylan.com. Just over there. I shall talk to you again tomorrow at 12. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.